Hey, hey, hey! Happy Thursday, everybody. Week is winding down. Boy, I hope it's warmer wherever you're at. Up here in New England, oh, man, yesterday, today, actually Tuesday, too, it's just nasty. Oh, is it cold. But at least there's no precipitation, although when it's this cold, you don't even get snow. It's too cold for snow, even. But at least it's clear and cloudless, nice blue sky. But, man, it's deceiving. You look out, it looks nice, but as soon as you step out there, woo! I went for a coffee this morning. I got halfway to the coffee shop. It's just at the end of the street, and I almost turned back. My ears were numb. Man, it's pretty bad when you can't even walk to the end of your street. It's unbearable. Anyway, no guests today, guys. Like I said, from now on, Thursdays and Fridays, I'm going to be dedicating to rant days, unless there's a guest that can only book on a Thursday or Friday. But other than that, Thursdays and Fridays will be rant days. Today, I'm going to be talking about, I'm going to be basically reading forecasts that have been written over the past 100 years, mostly by globalists themselves, telling us where they intend to take us. And as I read them, if you have any doubt that there is, in fact, this conspiracy for world government, I don't see how you will after hearing these, because everything that they had said was coming is either already here or or on the foreseeable horizon. So some of these I've read. Most of them I haven't. Some of them I've read on previous shows, but it's interesting to hear them all together, back to back. When you get that perspective, it's impossible to deny what is going on here. Who doesn't know now that the world is a big mess, that we're headed for disaster? Well, guess what? It's by design. All the terrible things we see going on around us literally were set up to be this way. And, you know, that's hard for some people to come to terms with, but when you see it in their own words, telling you decades ago, in some cases 100 years ago, that they were planning these very things, it becomes painfully obvious what is actually happening here. Anyway, before then, before I get into that, which will come up after the break, let me go over some quick announcements here. Once again, guys, if you live in Texas or New York, this is something that you want to get in on. You really need to call this number. I'll give you in a moment here. Texas and New York residents can save literally up to 20% on their electric bill. And who doesn't want to save today with the economy being what it is? There's no cost or hassle to switch over to this new service. You earn rewards while you save money. I mean, you can't go wrong. All you got to do is make the call. They do everything else for you from there, and all you're going to do is save. Again, with the economy being the way it is, every little bit helps. This is something you definitely want to get in on. Once again, this is for Texas and New York residents. So to check into this, just go to RBN Sponsor's website at www.energy-swap.com. Again, that's energy-swap, S-W-A-P as in Peter, .com. Or you can call their toll-free number, 888-238-6397. Again, that's toll-free, 888-238-6397. Get in on this, guys. I tell you, if I lived in Texas or New York, I'd be calling them right now. I'm hoping that they're going to expand this service into other states, because this is this sounds like one heck of a deal. All right, guys. Just a reminder, RBN has a new type chat forum. You can go in and sign up. It takes you about 10 seconds total, and you can chat with other listeners, other hosts. Just go to republicbroadcasting.org and sign up. You're on your way. Okay, guys, short break. Stick with us and we'll be right back.
Heart. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR-1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
All right, guys. Welcome to Truth Hurts Radio. Your host, Charles Giuliani. Before I launch into my discussion for today, it's of absolute vital necessity that I first read my Thought Crimes Bill disclaimer. Because we no longer live in a free country, but in fact live in a de facto dictatorship, it is now necessary to read this disclaimer so as not to be held liable in a court of law, as though I am an enemy combatant and or a violent radicalizationist. Therefore, I must say that even though all of the information shared on this show is fully documented with the most irrefutable and authoritative sources, absolutely none of it is true. This show is being broadcast purely for entertainment purposes. And I love George Bush, the State of Israel, Condoleezza Rice, Dick Cheney, and all of the neocon cabal that has illegally stolen the White House and has been running our country into the ground. I just love all those guys, and I hope you do too. There. Okay, now with that said and done, let's get into this rather interesting discussion here. As I said, I'm going to read quotes from globalists over the decades, past 100 years or so. And you tell me that there's no conspiracy for world government when I'm quoting from, you know, the horse's mouth, or maybe the horse's behind, I don't know. But in any case, you know, these words are theirs, not mine or anybody else's. They don't even require commentary, although I won't be able to resist the temptation to comment on them from time to time. But they don't require commentary. They come out and tell you themselves what they're doing and what they intend to do. So let me begin. Actually, this one here, I believe I had read on a previous show, but it's a good one. I couldn't resist including it here. This is from a book. In fact, I found this a number of years ago. It was in a, I think it was a Walden bookstore, Walden Books. And you know how some books just jump out at you? You don't even have to really thumb through it. You just read the title, and boom, you know that this has got to be good. And it was called The Power of One. And it caught my eye. I pulled it off the shelf. The author was Sharif M. Abdullah. It is a masterpiece of globalist propaganda, New World Order propaganda, just as I suspected it would be from the title. And sure enough, I picked it up. I read the foreword, which is where this quote comes from, and I knew right away I got to get this book. This guy is, a pro-New World Order or pro-globalization little scoundrel writing on behalf of his little corporate masters, trying to make the New World Order look like it's something we should all warmly embrace. It's going to be so wonderful to be enslaved to the elites. Listen to this. This came out in, I believe it was 1995. And here's what he said. In this country, one of the signs of the coming New World Order is the breakdown of large institutions, including banking, business, and government. Now, right off the bat, I mean, look what blatant propaganda this is. We're supposed to think that this New World Order thing is something wonderful when we look at the breakdown of institutions, including banking, business, and government. That's supposed to be a good thing, that everything is just collapsing all around us, and this is an indication of the coming New World Order. Aren't you excited? Shouldn't you be happy? I'm not kidding. That's what he was proposing in this book. And as I read this quote, you'll see. It's unbelievable. He said, once mighty brokerage firms are falling. Accounting firms are facing bankruptcy. Banks are on the auction block. Even the former pillars of commerce like Sears have fallen on hard times. Many people treat these signs with alarm, he says. Oh, can you imagine? Why would they do that? Many people treat these signs with alarm. However, he goes on to say, Barbara Marx Hubbard, who was a vice presidential candidate back in 1984, Barbara Marx Hubbard, she's also a psychopathic New Age fruitcake, who wants you to gaze into crystals so you can get in touch with your inner self. What a freak. She's like the modern version of Alice Bailey or Madame Blavatsky, a real, real flippin' nut job. He quotes from her here. He says that she talks about being able to recognize what is breaking through from what is breaking down. In other words, don't concentrate on all of these terrible things happening. The government's falling apart and businesses and industry is collapsing and all your jobs are going overseas. Oh, no, 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 no. Don't focus on that. Look at the good that's coming down the road, the new world order where all money and power will be concentrated in the hands of a few and you'll have nothing left. That's what you should be looking forward to. I mean, this is what he's selling us. It's unbelievable. Don't get discouraged by everything falling apart. No, you should be happy because look what's coming. The elites are going to have total control over everything. And then he goes on to say in his book, Voluntary Simplicity. Now, you know, the title of that book, you got to laugh right there. By the way, I got to mention this. Barbara Marx Hubbard, everything she ever wrote, she claimed was channeled to her by her spirit guide. I do believe I've got another quote from her coming up later in this file here. But she admits that everything was channeled to her by her spirit guide. And one of the infamous quotes from her, she actually states that her spirit guide told her that ultimately those – yeah, I do. I just checked. I do have that quote coming up shortly here. She said that her spirit guides told her that it's going to be necessary to exterminate those who aren't going along with the coming New World Order. And that well, I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm going to read the quote in a minute. But that, you know, that it's no more of an evil than removing cancer from the body when you exterminate those that aren't going along with the program. those that aren't getting all tickly inside and all happy and joyful and excited that the New World Order is coming. Oh, boy. I hope more of our society continues to fall apart. I'm feeling so hopeful already, aren't you guys? Anyway, he goes on to say, in the book, A Voluntary Voluntary Simplicity. Just think of the title of that book. The book calls for you to volunteer to simplify your life. You know, sell your house and live in a shack. You know, don't eat out anymore. Don't take your family vacationing. You know, live a destitute life. Why? Because they want you to get used to it, because that's where they intend to have you wind up anyway. That's what this book is about. Anyway, he says, A Voluntary Simplicity, in this book by Dwayne Elgin, he has a graph that shows the stages of civilizational decline. As one civilization falls, there is a rising curve for the new order. The decline actually sows the seeds for a new civilizational order. Our question is, which slope will we devote our attention to? The declining or the one advancing? You got to notice the one thing about this whole quote, and in fact his whole book if you read it, it's not so much what he's saying here, it's what he isn't saying. He's not telling you why the New World Order is something good. He doesn't say that. The whole book is devoted to having you think positively about the world going straight to hell. That's good news, he's trying to convince you. But he's not offering anything about the New World Order itself, about how it's going to be good for you and why you should look forward to it. He's just telling you to look forward to it. And don't be upset about everything falling apart. It's a good sign because the New World Order is on its way. Okay, well, why should I be excited about the New World Order then? Unbelievable, guys. What a bunch of sellout pieces of garbage. These people come a dime a dozen who would write books like this, not caring they're selling out their country, and in fact, indeed, selling out the whole human race so that a few unscrupulous pieces of inhuman trash can live high off the hog as they parasite off you. They've already been doing that, of course, but not enough to their liking. They want to be able to up the ante. He goes on in the quote here. He says, I am seeing that indeed the old society is continuing its collapse, making space for the new to emerge. I can feel hopeful about what is breaking through by looking at what is breaking down. Look at the mind-warping propaganda here. I can feel hopeful about what is breaking through by looking at what is breaking down. How can that possibly translate into hopefulness? He's not telling us what's so hopeful about it. Once again, do you see the mind-twisting propaganda? He's hoping the average dupe won't notice the discrepancy here, the lack of of information on what this New World Order is supposed to be so good about. He's just trying to convince you, without providing any evidence, he's trying to convince you that you should feel hopeful, don't be depressed, be glad, be excited. Shout on the hilltops. This is a good thing. Get happy, everybody, that everything's falling apart. Cheer it on. Help to bring it to an end so you can be happy when the New World Order comes. But why? Why? How is the New World Order going to make us happy? He doesn't do that. He simply tells you, you should feel good about what's breaking down when you consider what's coming. You have got to be kidding me. You know, let me state this again at the risk of sounding like a broken record. World government, guys, could never, never be something good, except for the few scoundrels with no conscience at the top who benefit from it by parasiting off of everyone. A world government could never be good. Never. Anybody who supports the concept of world government, even if they tell you that they hate the world government that the elites are trying to establish and that they're trying to set up a good world government, whether they realize it or not, they're dupes for the system themselves. To push for world government is going to lead us down the road to hell. There's no question about it. Once you have that much power concentrated in a few hands over the entire planet, there's no way it's going to lead to good, even if the intentions of those pushing for it are good. Guys, once you have that in place, when a system like that corrupts, and every system corrupts sooner or later, there's no place to run to escape from its tyranny. All right, guys, I'll pick up from there when we get back. Stick with us.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani. We've got a caller here, Gil from Texas, my buddy. Hey, Gil, are you happy about what's breaking down, considering what's coming forth?
Could you be more specific, please?
I don't know if you heard the quote I was reading, but according to the globalists, we're supposed to be excited when we look around and see banks and governments and businesses falling apart because the New World Order is coming.
I'll quote what Orson Welles said when he found the gentleman wandering around in New York City on the War of the Worlds, and the guy said, "I'm going to turn my lasers on the aliens, on mankind. We'll bring everybody down." Orson Welles said. He started walking off. He said, "Where are you going? Where are you going?" He said, "Not to your world." So I'm not going to their world.
To H.G. Wells. Does anybody know? Call in if you know. I've always wondered about that.
What was the question?
If H.G. Wells and Orson Welles were related.
Yeah, that's his father.
No, are you serious?
Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
Because
I didn't know that.
As you well know, H.G. Wells was in that inner circle of the Illuminati, the clique, the Illuminati.
Yeah. Wow.
So it's no surprise that Orson Welles would make a radio show called War of the Worlds that would scare everybody. But now what's scary is the technology we have now would make that look like a hand puppet show.
But that was really his father. I didn't know
that. Well, look at the name.
Orson was
Wells'
New World
father. Absolutely.
Wow. So Orson was pro-New World Order, obviously.
Well, look at that example of the War of the Worlds.
Yeah. That was an experiment in mass hallucination.
Yeah,
and
mass manipulation of the masses. And again, what I said is if you look at the technology we have now, that would make that show look like a hand puppet show.
Who's to say
they're not going to try something like this?
Son of a gun. How do you like that?
I've heard rumors. I'll tell you a strange story about a neighbor I had. She was into the strange arts. I've seen her on the back porch with a speaker wrapped around her chest with shoestring. Okay? It was a real strange bird. And she told my mother something my mother repeated to me. She said, guess what I saw? I saw a technicolor picture of Jesus Christ in the sky. Now, we laughed at that back then, but, you know, if you have the right chemicals in the air, I think contrast is a perfect thing that you can use to project images. It's not too far-fetched these days. I had another gentleman, a friend of my mother, he said he saw a building collapsing in our...
They said that about the World Trade Center towers, you know, that you could see the devil's image in the smoke.
No, this was an old man. This happened long before it happened. And his quote was, I see people running, trying to get out of the building, but the escalators are eating them up. And we come to a consensus between mine and his sons that what he foresaw was probably the World Trade Center coming down. So I'll say people who had the, I don't want to say a precognition that gives man too much credit, that they had a word of knowledge from God. So I'm waiting to see if Mrs. Rose Channel's true image is going to come true. I know if they say they see something, I know it's completely bogus.
Well, you know, anybody who sees little signs in the sky, don't think that that's any confirmation of anything that you need to put your trust in, because with holographic technology, that is something they've actually contemplated doing in the past and probably will attempt to do it in the future, to create some hologram in the sky and make it out to look like whatever, you know, either a UFO or some angelic being or something.
Oh boy. And the sheeple will probably bow down to it and said,
I'll give hail to George Bush. The gods have ordained that you all follow him.
Here's the problem we have in society.
Ooh, that hurt my throat.
People will tell you, Charles, that it's got to be true because I saw it on TV.
Yeah.
No first-hand knowledge. No hands-on knowledge. And then you got to question what you see these days, too, because not everything that's black or white or gray is what it is. And they will tell you, it's true, I saw it on TV. And you look at what pretty much happens, especially the influx of our
Just any TV, it has to be Fox News.
Well, our immigrants from the South really put a lot of stock in pictures of Mary and Toast or Jesus that appeared on the wall that somebody urinated on and maybe caused a funny looking. I mean, they always looking for some kind of sign.
Yeah.
What can we do? What was your topic before I called? You kind of caught me flat-footed here. What were you talking about?
So you're just calling it for a general rant, huh? No, I'm just reading from quotes from globalists over the decades, you know, talking about where they intended to take us and how, here we are.
You know, what's scary is the word change. When I hear the word change, they're never very specific on what kind of change. It's like, well, we're going to put change. You're tired of everything. We're changing and changing. They never say what kind.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if that's along the same lines, that we should be happy the way things are going.
Well, that's the point that I was bringing with this quote I'm reading here. This guy is telling us we should get all excited that the New World Order is coming. Doesn't matter that everything's falling apart. Don't worry about that. But yet he's not telling us why we should be excited about the New World Order. There's not anything good about it, because there isn't anything good about it. Anyway, Gil, was that it? Do you want to hold on?
I'll hang on for another break, and then I got to run.
Okay, sure. We'll stick with us, folks. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
All right, guys, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. Ooh, I think I ruptured my throat on that one. Anyway, we got Gil from Texas on the line. Hey, Gil, you should get in on this deal here. You can save yourself up to 20% on your electric bill there. No cost, no hassles. You can switch your service over and earn rewards while you save. I don't know if you heard the advertisement earlier, but got to check it out, guys. If you're in Texas or New York, go to energy-swap.com. That's energy-swap.com, or you can dial 888-238-6397 and get in on the savings. What better time to do that than now? Everybody can use use a break. Gil.
I agree absolutely. You know, we're in the land of Enron down here, and there's pretty much a monopoly. I think the state of Texas did deregulate, you know, who you can choose your electricity from. But we have, like, one real gigantic energy company down here, kind of like the Rockefeller Standard Oil in reverse.
Oh, that was nice of them to legislate that you can actually decide which oil company. Wow. Oh, we're in a free country now.
But the problem...
Choose which monopoly you want to have exploit you.
I'll look into that. I think that's a great idea because a lot of... apparently, they're keeping it sequestered. And a lot of people don't know about it. I think I did have a gentleman knock on my door here recently kind of informing me that I do have a choice. But most people just are, you know, blind, sheep, you know, they want... tell me what I have to do, I'll do it, if you know what I mean. And they just go along with it. So I think that's a great idea for RBN to be trying to tell the people that you do have a choice. Make it and let your voice be heard. What do you make of Joe Horn down here in Texas? He went out and was fearing for his life because some guy was trying to rob his neighbor, went out and shot and killed those two guys that were trying to rob his neighbor. What do you make of that? They're trying to put him up on charges.
Yeah. There's a lot of things like that going on. That's not by any means unique. By the way, did you hear about yesterday, the shoot-up at the mall, huh?
Well, I'll tell you, they have been saying they want to protect the malls. So it's kind of simple to kind of get some guy strung out on those psychotropic drugs or those drugs that make you go crazy and snap and go in the mall and shoot up somebody. It's very possible that he knew of the fact that they were watching the mall and said, this is a great place for me to go to get noticed. In fact, that's what he said. I want to go out with a bang. So he kind of knew that that's where he was going to get attention.
Yeah, he shot, he killed, what, 8 or 9 people? I guess 9.
Yeah, I said 9.
Including himself.
8.
He killed himself.
I'll say 8, 9.5.
Yeah, it was 8.
9.75.
Yeah. But he fired, I guess, dozens of shots, they said. He was just kind of letting loose randomly.
Now, this is not a plug, but
I haven't watched Fox News yet, but are they talking about gun control?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. They're going to put the most profitable spin on it for their agenda, no doubt. But now, it cuts both ways. There are some people saying if those folks in the mall were able, that mall said they were not going to condone conceal and carry.
And, from now on, I think we need to brain scan all of these shooters to see if they have CIA implanted MK Ultra little microchips or something in their heads,
It's so subtle that I don't think that would work neither. I'm thinking they're getting to a point where they're doing this remotely that you have no way of knowing exactly who's going to go. In fact, I'll venture to say, God forbid, you or I have been brainwashed in some manner that some special word will make a snap. But albeit, this is not a plug for any broadcasting show, but are you a fan of sci-fi?
No, not particularly.
They're retelling...
Well, I don't need to be. Just look in the real world we're living in. That's strange and bizarre enough.
Well, they're retelling The Wizard of Oz, and they're calling it Tin Man. Now, I pulled down a segment off the Internet called What the Wizard of Oz Really Means. Well, OZ is an abbreviation for gold. The Federal Reserve is the Emerald City, and it goes on and on. TIN is like a taxpayer identification number. So that's the name of the show, Tin Man. And it's interesting. They have, like, Gestapo troops in this city. It's kind of interesting to watch. If you read the article I read on the Internet and watched this show, there's some strange kind of parallels that they draw there.
Crazy.
They were saying that The Wizard of Oz is actually a parody of the Federal Reserve taking our gold over back in, I think it was about...
Well, I use that illustration myself, and I know that was one of the intents of the original writer, that the whole thing was a political parody. And, of course, the idea of the wizard being behind the curtain pulling the strings, it's basically an old coot who's calling the shots, and he's keeping everybody in fear by pressing buttons with smoke shows and fire just to keep them in fear. But yeah, definitely. That applies today as much as it did then.
Well,
anyway,
the last thing I wanted to say is, if y'all don't do anything else aside from maybe buying into this great offer he's having for the electricity deregulation and getting your electricity cheaper, do speak out. Don't be quiet, because they may come a time, in this 11th hour, 59 minutes, 59 seconds, that you won't have a chance to voice your opinion, and you won't have people like Charles Giuliani and RBN on the air, because from what I understand, the more you see this type of thing happens with the guy trying to supposedly bomb Hillary Clinton's place and people shooting up, that they're going to want to shut everything down, and we won't even have a way to voice
that. It's coming. I mean, that's what this is all about. Heck, after the Oklahoma City bombing, they were trying to limit purchase of fertilizer, for crying out loud. Isn't that ridiculous? That was right along their agenda of shutting farmers down.
So I'm telling the people, if you like your freedom and your sovereignty, speak up now. It's kind of like getting married, or forever hold your peace because you won't have another chance.
Yeah,
that's my last word for.
Yeah. All right, man. Thanks a lot.
Until something else breaks and I'm able to get in, if I'm able to get in. God bless y'all and fight this evil system. Bye bye.
Hey, thanks a lot, Gil. Appreciate the call. Yeah, that shooting yesterday, folks. Again, it's just it's the norm today, isn't it? I mean, I personally haven't heard anything yet about any, you know, psyops ties to it, but I won't be surprised if I do. Or maybe I should say when I do, because it's been the case with every single one of these things. Anyway, let me go on with this quote here. This is, again, from Sharif M. Abdullah in his Power of One book. He goes on to say, for those who want to look back into the old society, who want to revive the dinosaur, meaning, you know, patriots who will resist the New World Order, it appears that the world is coming to an end. Therefore, jump out the windows, slit your wrists, drink the poison Kool-Aid. There is nothing left to live for. And believe me, he's saying that most endearingly. That's their attitude, as you'll see from another quote I'll read in a minute. This is really what they want. If you don't like what's coming, well, then just kill yourself. Otherwise, we'll kill you later anyway. We don't want you around. We only want those compliant dupes who are going to hail the new system and say it's wonderful. He goes on to say, as for me, I say let the old society die. It'll turn into the humus for a new civilization. Notice he says new, not better. How is it better? He doesn't say just out with the old, in with the new, and you're supposed to be happy about it. It's like Bush's new freedom initiative. Oh, it's new, all right, but is it better? Then he continues, the leaders of the new society must prepare for an abrupt shift in economic, social, and political patterns. The changes could take as long as 20 years to fully manifest. On the other hand, the old society could unravel very swiftly, almost overnight. It's unbelievable. I mean, they're telling you, this guy is telling you, that they intend to end it. And that they're going to introduce some scenario that could bring it about quickly, if necessary, overnight. That it doesn't have to take 20 years. Look what psychopaths these people are. Of course, this was, 6 years before 9/11. I think 9/11 was intended to do just that. It didn't quite go the way they planned. I think Flight 93 was going to be the grand finale. But something went wrong, and it didn't wind up the way they intended. I think it got shot down unintentionally. If it was, in fact, Flight 93, whatever it was, who knows. But something did go wrong. That fourth plane did not hit its target. I think the target was going to be the Capitol. I think they wanted to wipe out a huge percentage of Congress. Shut the government down, have your martial law right there, end of rights and freedoms, and it would have huge economic reverberations around the world. It would have meant a global collapse. It could have introduced a global monetary system. I think that was intended to be what this scoundrel here was talking about in his book. Anyway, I got some more callers here. We got a couple waiting already. Got Mark from, I think this show's going to take about, or this topic's going to take about six shows to go through. Hey, whatever, no problem. We got Mark, love those phone calls. We got Mark in Kentucky. Welcome, Mark.
Yeah, I was wanting to comment on those shootings yesterday. I mean, I forgot where exactly that happened at.
That was in Nebraska, I'm not sure.
Nebraska?
Yeah. It was in a major mall,
you know,
I think, right in the cap.
You know, I bet you, for some enterprising person out there, maybe even myself, but I'm going to have to go to bed soon. I can almost guarantee you, like, I can give you like a 50-50 odds, or actually I give you more than that. I give it 75-25 that they were actually probably trying to pass hate crimes laws, but gun control laws, like about 3 or 4 months, maybe even less than that, maybe a couple of weeks ago before this happened.
Oh, they've been
trying to do that. It seems
to
be the pattern every time something like this, you know, outrageous happens and it gets nationwide coverage.
Oh, they want that bad. I mean, you know, Columbine, we had – that's really whipped into high gear. And then, of course, we've had dozens of other, you know, attacks like that. And then we just had the Virginia Tech and every single time. That's all you hear by the pundits, especially on
Fox.
It's
always like a couple of weeks before something like that happens, and all of a sudden they go, well, guess what? Right. We got the solution right here.
Yeah. You know? No, it's obvious. They want to whip this overnight into high gear, but they know they're not going to get it without getting the guns, or at least knowing who has them so they know where to go to get them later. Because they know that's going to be a big problem for them. I mean, there's still multiplied millions of I forget the figure now, but, you know.
Well, that's one of the reasons I think also that the border stays open, too. I mean, and this sounds really weird, but people go, well, what does that have to do with guns? I'm like, well, if you have a class of people that's never known true freedom. I mean, even though our freedom has been pretty much fake freedom for all our lives, we still have some kind of a semblance of what we think freedom really is. Over in like places like Mexico, they never had it. You know, and
right.
All of a sudden you turn around, well, we got this.
Yeah, they're not
going
to fight for something they're not even aware of, or, you know, that's not what they're interested in. They're just here to earn some money.
And guess what? We'll have a vote, and we'll have all the Mexican voters, you know, voting with the Democrats for gun control.
And that's what's going on with, like, you know, Bush had proposed the 5-year retroactive Social Security scam. Remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
Just to get them dependent on the handouts, so when push comes to shove, there'll be millions of them that will work on behalf of the government that's feeding them this money. They won't care. They'll help go after Americans that are resisting. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, that's the reason why they're also.
I'm telling you, another thing they're going to do. They're going to let the prisons out.
The military too, though.
They're going to let the prisons out when the ball comes down.
Oh yeah.
They're going to promise them freedom. Here's a gun. Go shoot anyone that looks at you funny. Help us restore law and order. That's one of the reasons they got the prison system filled the way they do. I mean, there's others, of course, too. They're exploiting them, and it's helping the industries that run the prisons, the private corporations, earn big profits. But mm-hmm. also for that reason, they're going to, okay, yeah, we'll forget that 10, 15, 20-year sentence we gave you. They don't care. They're outlaws anyway.
Just as long as we're pliable, we'll go along with anything they say. People go, well, why would they want to do this? Because, you know, they're mostly white Anglo-Saxon, blah, blah, blah. Why would they want it? It doesn't matter to them. They interbreed with each other.
Oh, they do.
We don't matter to them. I mean, they want a race that's completely compliant.
Go right back to the Dark Ages, you know, the divine right of kings, and where the kings, the royal families had intermarried, and oh, yeah.
And that's, you know, that's
nothing's new under the sun. Right.
But I just wanted to put my two cents in. If anyone's out there listening to this, do some checking over in Nebraska and see if they tried to pass hate crime laws like about a couple weeks ago or something like that. They got stalled or something, and see if they're starting to pull it back out again.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Well, it's nice talking to you.
Okay, thanks for the call.
All right.
Okay, we got somebody else waiting here, folks. We got Chad in Arkansas. Welcome, Chad.
That's Alaska, not Arkansas. Hello?
Oh, Alaska, I'm sorry.
I guess you didn't want to give your opinion on those two Mexicans that were shot in Pasadena, Texas, but I was just downloading and listening to the audio clip of that when the caller called in about that two calls earlier. And
when was that? I didn't even hear about that one.
Well, that's what the caller two calls ago was asking you about. The two people that broke into the neighbor's home.
Oh, right.
And
they were shot
with a shotgun when they came out while the guy was calling 911.
Right, yeah, I hadn't heard about that until he,
The guy was on the phone with 911, and the 911 operator was saying, just stay in your house, don't go outside, or you'll get shot, or you'll get hurt, and he was waiting, and 5, 6, 7, 8 minutes go by, and no cops arrive, and so finally the guy goes out with the shotgun as they're leaving his neighbor's home, and he said that they came towards him, and then he shot them both, and when you listen to the audio, what you hear is the police arrive and then treat the the man who defended his neighbor's home, they treat him as, you know, like a just a total right. criminal, you know, get on the ground and...
Well, yeah, I mean, like I said, this is not uncommon. There was a, oh, it was earlier this year, I think, there was a farmer up in Minnesota or whatever. He defended his neighbor's property. He saw his, you know, his neighbor's house was getting broken into. So he grabbed his gun, which wasn't even loaded. And he ran across the street and he, you know, pointed the gun at him and kept him at bay until the cops arrived. And the cops arrested him and the would-be thief. The thief only got a misdemeanor, but the farmer with the unloaded gun got a felony charge. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Can I hold over?
It's crazy. You want to hold on?
Yeah.
Okay, stick with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, guys. Michael Two-Thirds Radio. Your host, Charles Giuliani. We've got Chad from Alaska on the line. Yeah, you know, I don't know if you heard the show yesterday. I had a lawyer on, Wendy Murphy. She was talking about this same type of thing. You know, it doesn't matter, you know, what part of the country anymore or what the issue involved is. Across the board, we're seeing victims getting shafted by the laws that are supposed to be protecting them. They're not. And the criminals are getting away with, you know, they're making the criminals out to look like victims. This is not by accident. Hey, like I said, this across the board, I'm looking at, like, here in my town now, there's a big problem with the local school system is depriving kids of busing left and right to save money, they're claiming. Yet they're raising taxes outrageous in this town, and they don't plow the sidewalks. And so now they're telling kids, you know, we're not going to provide you with busing, even though we're raising your taxes through the roof. And we're not going to plow the sidewalks, so you're going to have to either walk on the slippery sidewalk and break your neck, or walk in the street and risk getting hit by a car. And then if you can't get a ride on your own and you get to school late because you have to walk far, then, after so many tardinesses, we're going to give you a Saturday detention. This is what they're doing. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, there's double standards everywhere. I mean, hardly a few weeks go by where I don't hear of someone not committing any crime and police put, 20 or 30 bullets in them and they get away because they say, I was in fear for my life. And, you make one little move or do any little thing or maybe even nothing at all and the police always get off just by claiming that, they saw some movement or something and that put them in fear of their lives. And
I mean, they're pulling people over for speeding, which, of course, is not a felony. In some cases, they're not even speeding. I saw a video. I can't even watch those anymore. I get so sick. But I saw a taser video the other day. The guy wasn't even within the area where the speed limit that he was getting pulled over for violating was enforced. It was literally like a half a mile down the street. And so that's what he was telling the cop. Look, I'm not going over that speed limit. That sign is, half a mile down the road. I'm within the speed limit here. That's all he was saying. But the cop interpreted that as being insubordinate. You're supposed to obey your authorities. And so he's telling him to get out of the car. He's like, officer, I don't need to get out of the car. You're not pulling me over for a legitimate reason. This is just pure harassment. So the next thing you know, the guy's getting tasered on the ground, and it's unbelievable.
Well,
And then he's boasting about it later, too. He's telling him, hurts, doesn't it?
Police are just supposed to be professionals in conducting citizens' arrests. I mean, that's all they do. I mean, they're not supposed to have all this authority over people. But, I mean, as I was studying the shooting, I'm hearing all these people saying, that a VCR isn't worth someone's life, or, you're not allowed to shoot people during the day, only at night, or, I mean, I hear there's so many people that excuse criminality almost that it's just part of their nature to do that. But
yeah, and it's not by accident. I had a lawyer on yesterday who confirmed that it really isn't. There's various reasons for this, but ultimately we know at the top it's to create chaos, to sabotage society. That's what this was really all about. Anyway, we got a break. Do you want to hold on again? Okay, stick with us, folks. Be right back.
With recent internet.